You are watching a master at work.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the day that you are tuning in. Welcome to the 50th episode of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. I am your host, Nate Boogie. First of all, this is the life, the entertainment, and I got to set it out right. First of all, hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can call that number, you can text that number, leave me a message, leave me a text, whatever it is you want to do. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. I'm always social networking. Check me out online, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. As always, I have a great show lined up for you. I got my man Jay-Z, did an interview with GQ Magazine, talks about Kanye West's OCD, talks about parenting and his soon-to-be fatherhood. Also, the big homie Lil Wayne talks about, you know, dealing with the ills of society and, you know, beef with other artists, controversy, whatever it is, baby mamas, all that other good stuff. He talks about that in a recent Vibe interview. Also, funny news, Floyd Mayweather Sr., the father, gets into a boxing match with somebody, and yeah, I definitely want to talk about that, talk about Floyd Mayweather Sr., and several other different issues, but without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get into this show. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Let's go!
With it. Money on my mind, I swear I wear it like a fitted. I poured out my heart to be that nigga in the city. Homies in the hood already saying I done did it. Power's what I gotta show it off cause I could. Field goal, kick a motherfuckers, I'm good. The drop gotta be 12 and it ain't go. And the bitches be like, I'm no quitter, I could get a nigga knocked off sitting on a shitter. I wake up in the morning and I call shots. I ain't trying to buy a car, I want the car a lot. I'm in a whole nother tax bracket. Shop at it, a nigga got a sax habit.
Nino.
I talk money, boy, take heed. They get the picture when I say cheese.
I'm from the hood and I represent. Jay Prince, nigga, that's me. B12 engine, that's me. Electric company, I mean. Satellite this bitch. You can't charge up shit without me. You wanna know what make the world spin? You run it loose, a nigga plug in.
Power's something that you develop on the block. Pull up on a bad bitch sitting in a drop top down in a young nigga smelling like money. Coke cologne, now come and get a brick from it. Born in the ghetto, now a nigga in the mansion. Looking at my bezel and that motherfucker dancing. Power's something that get a nigga questions answered. Now these hoes so romantic. Look at me ballin', we courtside at the game. 20 for the ticket, another 100 for the chain. Count money, money machines, they going. So that mean a nigga fool. Nigga gotta get it in the sun like a dog. 80 for the watch, cause I'm a motherfucking boss. Money come with power and I think we got it mastered. Snatch the bird out the plastic.
I'm from the hood and I represent. Jay Prince, nigga, that's me. B12 engine, that's me. Electric company, I mean. Satellite this bitch. You can't charge up shit without me. You wanna know what make the world spin? You running low, so nigga plug in.
Power's respect, you gotta get it in the mud. Check the DNA, see if it's really in the blood. Motherfuckers talking about me, say I'm a thug. They figure since I'm boiling up cock, it's from the drugs. Niggas in the kitchen mixing dope like a chemist. They pray that I'ma lose it, that ain't in my religion. Boy, I drive birds down south like a pigeon. You ain't sitting on 100 million, you ain't living. Smoking on good shit, smelling like ass. I run through a quarter million like grass. Scarface, bitch, I'm feeling like Brad. I'm an underground king like Chad. I'm in the mansion with a hoe from out of Maryland. She told me I was dope, no heroin. Power make a nigga show his arrogance. Let's break it down, bring the barrels in.
I'm from the hood and I represent. Jay Prince, nigga, that's me. B12 engine, that's me.
You let your company, I mean, satellite this bitch. You can't charge up shit without. You wanna know what make the world spin? You running low, so nigga, plug in.
That was new music from the ex-Cash Money member Juvenile featuring Rick Ross. It's called Power. I'm really feeling that joint, and I'm really believing that Juvenile can actually make a comeback if he just applies himself. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 online radio show, The Life, The Entertainment, episode number 50. Like I said earlier, you can call me 773-234-5078. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com, or you can tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. I first of all want to give a shout out to everybody that's supporting the movement, the whole Boogie300.com movement, retweeting my stories, reposting my stories, just posting it wherever. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. Anyways, back into the news. Jay-Z just recently did an interview with GQ magazine speaking on parenthood on the way, his father not being around, and you know, various other topics. One that he was hit on was Kanye West and his OCD as far as his music goes, and how he's such a perfectionist to the point where it would drive anybody crazy. And he was like, he will try 70 different snare drums on one beat, and you know, that's just him. And I think that should be you. I think that should be everybody. There are several times where, you know, I'll listen to a segment of my show that I recorded, and I'll record it over and over and over till I feel like I get it right, till I feel like I'm coming through right to you the way that I should be, you know. And it's all about loving what you do and doing it like it might be the last time that you ever do it. I'll never forget Allen Iverson saying, you know, every time that he stepped on the basketball court, he played like it was the last game that he would ever play. So I have nothing but the utmost respect for that. Shout out to the homie Kanye West. Can't wait to see the Watch the Throne tour. Less than a month away, I'll be in attendance. Also, Jay-Z spoke on providing for his soon-to-be child, which still speculation if it's a boy, if a girl. We don't know. We don't care. You know, 10 toes, 10 feet, healthy. That's all you can want for. Anyways, he was talking about providing for his child, and he, you know, said, quote, "That's not love. You know, you have a lot of these socialites, these kids who come from privileged families who, you know, long for attention, and they lash out and do the crazy stuff that they do because they never had the love from their parents. They got whatever they wanted, have whatever they wanted." And I'll never forget growing up in Indianapolis, and I don't remember exactly which year it was, but, you know, the high school, you know, privileged high school named Carmel High School, and they had a very high suicide rate. And these kids come from money. You know, parents have money. They have the best of everything. But you look at the fact that, you know, here, take the credit card, get whatever you want. But they don't show them the love, the attention, the being around their parents and stuff like that. So it's a double-edged sword. You know, you can't just give your child everything and think they're gonna be all right. You know, you have to be there, and that's actually more important than giving them whatever they want. Anyways, I'm down off my soapbox. Still got a show to go. I got some new music right here from the big homie Drake. His album dropped yesterday featuring Rick Ross once again. It's called Lord Knows. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 online radio show.
It's your worst nightmare. It's my first night here, and this girl right here, who knows what she knows. So I'm going through a phone. If she go to the bathroom and her purse right there, I don't trust these hoes at all. But that's just a result of me paying attention to all these women that think like men with the same intentions. I'm talking strippers and models that try to gain attention, even a couple porn stars that I'm ashamed to mention. But Weezy and Stunner my only role models, Half and Jordan my only role models. That's why I walk around with all this gold on, and every time I run into these niggas, they want no problems. Bottom sixes and chains and some braces and rings, all of the little accents that make me a king. I never hear the disses they try and point out to me, but it's whatever if somebody won't make it a thing. I'm more concerned with
when niggas thinking about Christmas in August. Do anything to buy gifts for their daughters. Get some shake a brick in the press. Some chefing like Mrs. Fields, they making the cookie stretch. I know it so well, I know the hustle so well. Stunt like I'm working overnight, it's right by the motel. Drug money, outfit, record clean. Spend it all on me and my fucking team. Matching Rollies for real, matching Rovers for real. Places they say they been, we actually going for real. I'm really killing shit, fuck all the jiggy rapping. I'm going trigger happy just to see my niggas happy. Mixtape legend, underground kings. Looking for the right way to do the wrong things. With my new bitch that's living in Palm Springs. Young ass nigga, lifelong dreams. They take the grace from the past and compare us. I wonder if they'd ever survive in this era. In a time where it's recreational, pull all your skeletons out the closet like Halloween decorations. I know of all the things that I hear they be poking fun at. Never the flow though, they know I run that. Fuck you all, I claim that. Whenever I change rap forever, the gang back together, yeah. Why am I remain that forever in the same place my brother Wayne at forever? I'm a descendant of either Marley or Hendrix. I haven't figured it out cause my story is far from finished. I'm hearing all of the jokes, I know that they trying to push me. I know that showing emotion don't ever mean I'm a pussy. Know that I don't make music for niggas who don't get pussy. So those are the ones I count on to diss me or overlook me. Lord knows I'm heavy, I got my weight up. Rovers and Booster Raid up, it's time that somebody paid up. A lot of niggas came up off of a style that I made up. But if all I hear is me, then who should I be afraid of? Bought a white ghost, now shit is getting spooky. Very, very scary, like shit you see in the movies. In this bitch, y'all drinks on a house like Snoopy. That's why all the real soldiers salute me. Trail nigga, for real.
You know I love this. YOLO, you only live once. I'm going so hard, my nigga. I swear, homie. Every day is another opportunity to reach that goal. I fell in love with the pen, started fucking the ink. The hustle's an art, I painted what I would think. Still allergic to broke, prescription straight to the paper. Destined for greatness, but got a place in Jamaica. Fill on the water with the wonderful views. Only fat nigga in the sauna with Jews. When they got a yacht, I'm talking Carnival Cruise. And these niggas talking like hoes, they mad they not in my shoes. It's the red bottom boss, came to buy the bar. Every bye week, shit, I'm bound to buy a car. Murder say these Benz of that bubble double R. Headlights flicking, looking like a falling star. Every day them hammers bang, whipping yay like anime. I run the game, but the ladies think I'm running game. Mean coats make your woman wanna fornicate. Rosé and Drake, I'm getting cake, nothing short of great.
Straight off his album that was released yesterday, Take Care. That's the big homie Drake featuring Rick Ross. It's called Lord Knows. Rick Ross came on and murdered that verse. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do I need to play it again for you? No. Okay. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie. This is Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, episode number 50. Hit me up, 773-234-5078, or you can just tweet at me, at Nate Boogie or at Boogie300. Get with me. I'll get back with you. Now, back into the news. Lil Wayne just recently did an interview with Vibe magazine, speaking on beef, things of that nature, him, Jay-Z, and the whole taking jabs at each other. Really, he said some things, but really, when I read it, I realized he really didn't say anything. You know how somebody talks but doesn't talk? And he was talking about, they asked him questions about fatherhood and balancing between, you know, being a touring artist and owning his own label, being an artist on it himself, and being a father, you know. And he said it's kind of routine to him now, you know. It kind of comes with the territory. It is what it is. Things are in place, you know, and he loves it, you know. And he was speaking on being in prison, and the thing that hurt him more than anything was not being able to spend time with his kids. Not the fact of being an artist or touring or doing shows or anything. It was his kids that he missed more than anything. And I can understand that. I can definitely respect that from Lil Wayne. Always been a fan of his hustle. Not necessarily a lyrical fan of Lil Wayne's, but I am a fan of his hustle, and I can't knock anybody's hustle. But this hustle right here that Lil Wayne just came out with, which I'm finna talk about, is one that I had to question. Lil Wayne, Young Money, is coming out with the Young Money prepaid MasterCard. You heard me correct. The Young Money prepaid MasterCard. I guess it's kind of like the Russell Simmons Rush card. But the thing that I didn't understand about it, or I don't think anybody will understand about it, is you're on every track or every other track screaming money, 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 money. But then you come out with a prepaid credit card, which we all know is for broke people. You know, Russell Simmons got away with it because Russell Simmons wasn't an artist. He wasn't ever talking about money. Russell Simmons was just a businessman all around. That's all he was about, was his business. Not saying Lil Wayne's not. But if you want to go scream, you know, money, 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 the last thing people expect from you is a prepaid card. And they're just looking at you like, seriously? Seriously? You know, your fans try to mimic you. They try to, you know, put on the look, put on the swag like you do. And the last thing they want to be pulling out is a prepaid debit card. I mean, I'm 6'3". You don't see me coming out with a line of clothes for midgets. You don't see atheists coming out with, you know, necklaces with crosses on them. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. But to each his own. I can't knock the hustle. Get your money the best way you know that you can. Hope that whole deal works out for you. But in the meantime, I got to get back to the show. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
I don't want y'all to wait to celebrate my life when I'm gone. I want y'all to celebrate my life while I'm here.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. 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 Heavy D. Heavy D. You inspired me my whole life. Amazing your last tweet said be inspired. Be inspired. And you inspired this one, Playboy.
Rest in peace. Yes.
Here we go again, applaud me, surviving the worst like 1,000 bullets is bouncing off me.
Listen, let's get it.
Like somebody was trying to torch me, I'd have sacrificed so much, might as well hang me on the cross, B.
Oh.
We about to dominate the grind again till there ain't nothing left to give. And put it on the line and live until there ain't no life to live. Now I'm taking what's mine, I'm on my grid, now it's back to handling biz.
Now form a line, nigga. White hand to your head and salute.
When niggas talk, we pay them no mind. We flying higher, off to the future.
New grind,
give me some of priors. And know we crying, God know I ain't a saint. Ballin' in the street, nigga, like we going hard in the paint. Check me, even when they ain't lap me. I made the earth respect me, with all the grind that I put in. And if I'm wrong, correct me. I spit the truth on me, see this ain't just a song. The hack, salute me now. You ain't gotta wait until I'm gone. Let us immortalize, B.I.G.
Words fall on deaf ears until they hear me and documented in scripture. God, I'm loving what I rap. Don't you see how I dress it up for them pictures? Something special, see it when I leave my signature.
How you really want it? Chop it up and bag it. Feed the feet a little. Watch them try to grab it. It's hard to keep it civil. Nigga, let them have it.
Come on, come on.
Put your head up high.
I captivate the hood like a moment in time. Frozen and purchase the art till the valve of your heart start closing. To celebrate the ground while them pockets of mine swollen and set it until the sun come up. The floodgates is so hot. See the way this shit be unfolding, how we come. Stopping the bank and keeping the dice rolling. When you see me talk to the people, every moment is golden. And you put it all in perspective and see that I was chosen. The Most High got his hand on the kid, believe that. Whatever you wanna call it, we come to get this paper. We grind it till our hands blister like a slave labor. See, my return is greater. The way we live is major. You can do me a favor. Balance and look to savior. See, all we do is cater. To all my niggas, they're flaunted if you want it. We make it hot like 1,000 equators. I speak the truth, homie. See, this ain't just a song. The head salute me now. You ain't gotta wait until I'm gone. We should have built the Pac statue while he was alive to say it.
Words fall on deaf ears until they hear me and documented in scripture. God, I'm loving what I rap. Don't you see how I dress it up for them pictures? Something special, see it when I leave my signature.
How you really want it? Chop it up and bag it. Feed the feet a little. Watch them try to grab it. It's hard to keep it civil. Nigga, let them have it.
Come on, come on.
Put your head up high.
Rest in peace.
to every fallen soldier that has directly and indirectly affected our lives. We love you, we miss you, and we will forever honor you. Salute.
That was new music from Busta Rhymes, inspired by the late, great hip-hop icon Heavy D. I can't say enough about Heavy D. Rest in peace. Shout out to him. My condolences out to his family, to one of the pioneers of the game, the dance and the background dancer. Shout out to Heavy D and the boys. The thing that I respect the most about Heavy D, and which was very poignant, was the last tweet that he made before he passed away. And his last tweet said, "Be inspired." I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, episode 50. This is the Life to Entertainment. You can hit me up 773-234-5078, or you can just tweet at me at Nate Boogie or at Boogie 300. Make sure you check us out on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/IamNateBoogie. Now, into my last segment of the show. Of course, we all seen or heard about the Pacquiao fight this past Saturday, in which, in my eyes, Pacquiao got his ass handed to him. But to beat the champion, you have to beat the champion. Leave nothing to question. You have to whoop his ass. Knock him on the ground till he cannot get back up. Shout out to Juan Manuel Marquez. Excellent fight. I'd love to see that fight again, honestly. But everybody wants to see Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. While we're on the subject of Mayweathers, though, I recently came across a video of Floyd Mayweather Sr. sparring around with a guy that looks like he's about 40 years younger. For those of you that don't know, Floyd Mayweather Sr. is about 61 years old. And he was fighting some, I don't know who the guy was, sparring around, and I mean, Floyd Mayweather Sr. looks good in the boxing ring for 61. I was astonished, you know, and the amazing thing was, I mean, his defensive schemes, his way of boxing, I mean, his Floyd Mayweather Jr. was, I mean, a straight copy, carbon copy of his father than his boxing style. It was amazing to watch. I mean, it was just like watching an older version of Floyd Mayweather Jr. Anyways, if you didn't see this, you need to pull it up on boogie300.com. Floyd Mayweather Sr. was fighting a guy and was giving him all he could take, and the guy jumped out of the ring. So I guess that kind of solidified the end of the fight or whatever. So Floyd Mayweather goes back. I guess he's going to take off his glove. The guy jumps back in the ring, comes from behind Floyd Mayweather Sr. and punches him. I mean, straight sucker punch. No, you know, he seen it coming. None of that. Just straight sucker punch Floyd Mayweather Sr. To no avail, Floyd Mayweather Sr. shows his true gangster when one of his goons comes from behind him and starts whooping the dude's ass, knocks him on the ground, and I'm talking about bare-fisted whoop that dude's ass. You have to check it out. Boogie300.com. You can pull up the video and see it for yourself. It is just amazing. I was like, wow, are you serious? So shout out to Floyd Mayweather Sr. still showing that he's got his gangster, still got his goons, still doing his thing, still is a pretty damn good boxer to be 61 years of age. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and close this show. I've enjoyed riding with you as I do every week. This is episode 50. If this is your first time listening, continue to listen. If you listen every week, continue to listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. It's about boogie300.com. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Make sure you check out my girl, Tip_so_fly. That's on Twitter. Check her out, the Fly Style Society. Keep up with the latest in fashion and all that other good stuff. Y'all have a safe, prosperous week, and I'll see y'all back here next week, episode 51 of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. This is the Life, the Entertainment. I am Nate Boogie, and I'm out. Peace.